Morning, Simon.
Morning, Simon. I'm back, Simon. I know you didn't want
to. It's not a hologram. He's actually here.
He's turned up for once.
Yeah, exactly. See, Lee's on my side with this. Matt's turned up. He's put in an appearance, a rare appearance.
I had 2 weeks off, lad. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
It's the summer. We'll let you off. It's fine. No problem. But yeah. So, Simon, how are you doing then? How's your week been?
Oh, I've been quite busy. Recently I've been out doing a lot of videos, a lot of the rain we had on Wednesday and the Storm Anthony, which I predicted on the 29th of July last Saturday before anyone else did at the Met Office or any other website did before anyone predicted it, as usual.
And, that's why we have you on the radio, yeah. Simon, because you know the weather before everybody else.
Storm Anthony, that's your dad's name, isn't it? So there's a storm named after your dad, Lee.
Yes, it is, actually. Yeah. We were making a joke yesterday about it, funny enough.
Yes. Is he battering the South Coast as we speak? Yes. Dad then, yeah. Oh, that's quite...
With all the wind.
I had a teacher called Anthony at the park school. I thought it was my friend Dominic yesterday. We went to see the Teenage Mutant Turtle movie in the Odeon yesterday. He thought, oh yeah, I wonder how he's doing.
Mm. And actually, Anthony's my middle name as well, just putting that out there.
So
it's partly my fault as well for the bad weather, so sorry.
I did wonder what you were up to this weekend.
Yeah. But there we go. So, like yesterday, I was at a friend's birthday party and we were sitting there and it was like thinking, it's August, we should be out in the garden having a barbecue. Instead, we're in the hall trying to dodge showers and it like got pretty heavy sometimes, that rain, didn't it?
Yeah, it's just the thunderstorms in the afternoon. There was a bit of thunder, especially over Gosford Park, roughly about, I think it was about 4 o'clock or 3:30 yesterday afternoon, roughly around that sort of time. So they put a yellow warning out at about 11 o'clock yesterday, Met Office. It was too slow. I predicted thunderstorms yesterday morning before they predicted it, and they were just too slow, as usual. They put a yellow warning out way too late, they were, John Andrews. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so there you go. Really, really unseasonable weather. I mean, it's like, it feels almost like it's October time, doesn't it, with the weather
it
is.
It does. Mm. I had to get my rain poncho out and everything.
Yeah, last night, I was like, I'm really cold, actually. I was actually quite cold, Josh.
Put the heating on, get your blankets out. It's like...
Don't worry about cost of living, people.
It's getting that balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did your heating have to go on at any point in last week, Simon?
I just had a little radiator in my bedroom. The main reason I'm having it on is, mainly at the weekend, is to dry my clothes out. Because I've got special delicate clothes from work and I need to dry them out before I go to work next week.
This is the other thing, this time of year, you would think, you know, do your washing, stick it on the line in the garden, it'll be dry by the end of the day, and it will be fine. But now, they're throwing rain into the equation, it's messing with our heads, really, isn't it?
Yeah. You wouldn't have thought it's August.
We've had a lot of sunshine. I can tell that by the sunflowers I've grown in my mum and dad's conservatory. I've grown some more little sunflowers, and they're definitely a lot slower than normal at this time of year. Usually you get quite a lot of ray of sunshine.
Compared to some parts of Europe.
I mean...
Yeah, Simon, I think my question is, when are we going to get some of the sun that Europe is having? Because I could do with some, to be honest.
Well, the American 12Z and GFS 18 said in the long-range forecast, 20th of August, is predicting some hot weather coming up from Europe at the moment. So those two computer models are predicting that. The other two, the American Midnight GFS model and the 6Z GFS model, literally not predicting that. So it's 50-50, but the odds are we will get 28 Celsius next Thursday across Woking Town locally, if we're lucky. That's the best I can give at the moment.
So this is the one day of summer that we can look forward to then, is it, pretty much?
At the current moment,
good old Britain.
So, if you want to go do the whole summer thing, you know, the whole of summer, you need to condense it into 24 hours before it starts raining again.
Starting now, whilst continuing to listen to Radio Woking. Thank you very much.
Yeah, obviously. So, I mean, looking at our window to Woking computer this morning, I can see it looks pretty cloudy out there. It wasn't raining when I walked to the studio. I mean, it didn't necessarily feel like August this morning, but what's the weather going to do sort of in the immediate future? You know, thinking sort of today, tomorrow, what can we expect?
Well, we're looking at some very nice weather at times next week, and the unsettled weather, so it'll be bearable. So I think Monday's the best day next week, Tuesday's unsettled, and then Wednesday is all right, Thursday's the best day next week, and Friday's unsettled. So Saturday's all right, Sunday's all right. It does get better as we go into the sheep show. It does look like it's going to get better. It might get hotter as well, like I was saying, about the 20th of August. It might get 30 Celsius, maybe, or 32 Celsius, potentially.
I need to say something. I need it to be warm on Saturday. That's all I need right now.
Yeah, because at least doing a triathlon, as you do on Saturday.
Yeah, as you do at Dorney Lakes in Windsor. So.
I mean, what's that going to be like if it's pouring with rain and the weather's rubbish is going to be...
You know what? I am itchy here just like hoping right now, really hoping. I just want it to be warm. I don't care because I've been mainly training in the warm weather as well, I know. But it's just, I'm really just hoping for all warm weather at the moment.
So, Simon, if you can sort anything out for Saturday for some good weather, you know, that would be appreciated.
My full experience running in the rain, it's not nice, but it at least keeps you cool. But running in the hot weather is a little bit more challenging. It depends on the temperature gradient. If it's 22 Celsius, you're right. If it's 25, 28 Celsius, you'll need plenty of water. So that's my experience from doing lots of runs.
I'm sure you've got water. You know, bottles of water everywhere, haven't you? Yeah, we're going to talk more about the triathlon. I mean, that's pretty exciting. We're going to talk more about that later. But for now, Simon, what's happening on the YouTube channel then? Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. What can we expect from that in a moment?
Well, I've got a video on there this morning I posted about farmers' crops not doing too well at the moment because of the wet weather we're having. They're not having a good season. Second season in a row, they're not doing well with the fields of crops, so that's not good. And I've got a video on there about the Storm Anthony yesterday in Guildford. And in Woking, a heavy downpour, and you name it, literally all over the place, guys.
There you go. Simon goes out into the bad weather, so we don't have to.
The number one piece, everyone.
Yeah.
Mind you, Lee, if you want a good watch or, you know, want to see some amazing stuff, like lightning bolts and stuff, you do need to check out Simon's YouTube channel, because Simon goes everywhere, does everything, and gets up to all sorts, and then records it all for everyone else to watch.
I still remember the time that Simon, that you came and spoke to us literally minutes after falling into the canal, having your bike fished out by a passerby, and he still joined us on the show.
Well, I think he was still holding on to the bike.
My mobile phone was all right. Luckily, my rucksack was watertight. That was in February. Luckily, the canal wasn't freezing cold like it would have been in January, so I was very lucky.
Yeah, I just admire the fact that you came on and spoke to us still. Anyone else was like, sorry, I've just fallen in the canal.
And then my other favourite video from Simon's channel is when he went on holiday skiing. He filmed himself going down the slope on a GoPro. So it was literally like I was sitting on Simon's back going down the slope. It was brilliant.
Yeah, nobody actually wants that though. Matt sitting on your back.
It wasn't a GoPro. It was my actual mobile phone, guys. I haven't got a GoPro. No.
Oh. Your mobile phone?
Well, there you go. That was even more impressive.
How did you secure the mobile phone?
Yes, well, ski. I'm not joking.
How did you do that? How did you not have...
I hold the phone up and just went left and right. I didn't have the sticks in my hand. I could do it without the sticks. You don't need the sticks to go down the mountain. You can do it without them if you're confident enough.
That's impressive. Holding your phone as you go skiing. I mean, I couldn't even go skiing, so, you know, that's amazing. So we'll check you out on YouTube, Simon A.G. Evans, hoping for good weather. Thursday, you say it's going to be a good day. Tomorrow's not too bad. Saturday, fingers crossed, it's going to be good, yeah, Lee?
Yeah, 100%, please. Simon, you're my bestie if you do it.
Yeah. I don't think Simon can actually control the weather. I mean, that would...
You never know. Simon's capable of anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Simon, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, okay. See you, John. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. You listen to Radio Woking. It is 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock now. Yeah.